文举自马拉基书第三章第六到第十二节。
The passage today is taken from Malachi chapter 3 verses 6 to 12.
Good 默契。马拉基书第三章第六到第十二节，伟正会来念英语的，看华语的可以看 PowerPoint。
Okay. I, the Lord, do not change, so you, all descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offering. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithes into the storehouse, and there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
弟兄姐妹平安。学校假期要过了。要醒起来了，弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我相信其实今天所读的这段经文大家一定不会陌生。
I believe today's passage is something that everyone is familiar with.
因为呢，这段经文常常被引用来讲解这个十一奉献。
It's because this passage is often used to teach us about tithing.
然后我也听说某间大教会呢，他们每一次在这个奉献以前，他就会讲一小段有关于奉献的这个道。
I have also heard about this church, this particular church that reads out a passage about tithing before each offering.
然后它主要的内容呢，其实就是讲在奉献以前，他就会讲解这段马拉基的经文。
And the main content would refer to this passage in Malachi.
所以我今天让大家介绍说他们是怎么样的来讲解这段经文。
And I will refer how they understand this passage.
首先呢，他们就会说哦，我们每一个人都要有给这个十一奉献。
Firstly, the church states that everybody is required to tithe.
因为经文这里说得很清楚啊，你少交这个十一奉献呢，你就是在抢夺神的东西。
It's written in the passage, if you do not give the full tithe, it's like robbing God.
哇，讲到这样子，你没有交十一奉献，你就是在抢夺神的东西，这个是一个天大的罪名。
Robbing God, that is a serious sin.
这经文都讲了，人岂能夺神之物呢？
It's written in the passage, how do you rob God?
所以呢，如果你要遵如果你没有，你要说哦，我没有抢夺神之物呢，那你就要交这个十一奉献。
Hence, the requirement for you to tithe.
这个就是第一点。
That's the first point.
第二点呢，他们就说，哎，如果你没有交十一奉献，那会怎么样呢？他就说，那你就会得到这个咒诅。
Secondly, if you do not tithe, you will be cursed.
他们就会问说，哎，你是不是最近好像生活不如意啊？
You will be asked, are things not well with you lately?
或者是不是可能身体欠佳？
Is your health faltering?
Well, 可能你就是没有交这个十一奉献，对不对？
Probably because you didn't give any tithe.
然后最后一点，他说：“好，不过呢，如果你愿意交这个十一奉献的话，那你就会得到神这个莫大的祝福。”
However, third point is that if you're willing to tithe, you receive God's full blessings.
而且这里说，你神在这里呢，要你亲自的来试试看。
And God wants you to test Him.
如果你愿意的话呢，神就会敞开天上的窗户，让你得到哇无处可容的这个祝福。
Only then will you throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out his endless blessings.
那如果有这样大的一个奖励的话呢，难怪这间大教会呢，哇，他的奉献真的是非常的富足。
With a sort of reward like this, it's no surprise that this church receives such high offering returns.
如果我们用这三点，我所讲出来的这三点来看这段经文的话，哎，看起来好像蛮对的嘛，蛮有意思的。
It seems reasonable to understand this passage based on these three illustrated points.
而且他所用的这些字句呢，都是从这段经文拿出来的。
And every single word is taken out of the Bible.
不过，如果你仔细的来观察的话呢，其实他这些论点呢，都是似是而非的。
However, if you look at it clearly, carefully, there are inaccuracies in this teaching.
今天呢，我就要趁这个机会呢，很郑重的来推翻这样子的教导。
And today I will clarify the misconceptions about this teaching.
其实长安牧师每次在教导这个奉献的时候呢，他都很郑重的说，哎，这段经文不是这样子随便来用的。
In fact, whenever Pastor Chang'an teaches about offering, he'll emphasize on the careful usage of this passage.
大家在教会多年，可能都有听过他这么说。
And many of us might have heard it before.
不过呢，今天刚好我们来查这个马拉基书，然后今天又是这段经文呢，我就要趁这个机会仔细的跟大家来分析为什么这段经文不能这样子的来了解。
However, since this is today's reading passage, I will allow me to explain why it's not that simple to apply this passage.
第一件我们要了解的呢，就是这段经文主要的对象是属于旧约的这些犹太人。
Firstly, this passage refers to the Jews under the old covenant.
而整本马拉基书呢，其实就是在强调神跟以色列子民他们所立下的这个约。
The book of Malachi emphasizes on the covenant laid down by God for the Israelites.
而什么是这个约呢？这个约就当然包括了所有以色列子民必须遵守的律法。
And this covenant includes the laws that Israelites have to abide by.
十一奉献就是这个律法的其中一条。
And tithing was one of these laws.
所以呢，当马拉基书向这个以色列子民追究说，哎，你们的十一奉献有没有交的时候呢？这个是非常合情合理的。
Hence, this is perfectly acceptable for Malachi to remind the Israelites about tithing.
因为毕竟呢，这个十一奉献是他们和神立下的约所立下的律法的其中一条。
It's because this is one of the laws that God had laid down for the Israelites.
可是对于我们现今的基督徒，可以这样子应用吗？可以谈到这样子吗？不可以。
However, this no longer applies to Christians nowadays.
我们和基督徒和神所立下的约呢是不同的。
Our covenant, new covenant, our covenant is now different.
我们的约是主耶稣基督所立下来的新约。
Our covenant is the new covenant that was laid down by Jesus Christ.
而这个新约的律法呢，主要只有两条。
And there are two conditions to this.
Two laws. Two commandments to this. 第一条律法呢是说我们要爱神，第二条是说我们要爱人。
One is to love God, and the other is to love men.
十一奉献并不是耶稣基督所立下的新约的其中一条。
Tithing is no longer part of this new covenant.
所以很简单的就是说，我们不需要像以色列子民这样遵守这条律法。
And we do not need to observe the law like the Israelites did.
所以先知可以很清楚的指明说，哎，你们没有交十一奉献的以色列子民呢，你们就是夺取神之物，因为毕竟这个是旧约的律法的其中一条。
And Malachi can say that a failure to tithe is like robbing God because it's a law in the old covenant.
可是对于我们新约的子民呢，我们现今的基督徒呢，却不可以这样子的指控。
But this is not applicable to us modern day Christians.
不但如此呢，我们也要了解到底什么是十一奉献的意义。
Furthermore, we need to understand the significance of tithing.
利未人呢是以色列的十二个支派的其中一个支派。
And the Levites are one of the 12 tribes in Israel.
利未人是什么呢？利未人他们就是专门负责敬拜礼仪，还有圣殿的一切的工作。
Now, what are the Levites doing? They are responsible for religious duties, rites within the temple.
因为他们负责这些东西呢，所以当然他们就不能自己去种田啊、养家啦，他们不能做他们自己的生活。
Obviously, when you're busy, they don't have time to plow in the fields to raise their families.
所以其他的十一个支派呢，他们就有义务要来负责来供养这些利未人的饮食起居。
Hence, the rest of the tribes have a responsibility of feeding the families of the Levites.
所以十一奉献是什么呢？它的意义是什么呢？十一奉献就是这些另外的十一个支派呢，他们负责来供养。这些利未人还有其他圣殿里面的需用的方式。
And tithing becomes a way of providing for the Levites and for the needs of the church.
今天呢，我们没有这个利未人的这个奉献。
We do not have these Levites' customs anymore.
我们也在教会里面，我们也没有十个家庭需要供养一个家庭的这个需要。
Of course, we do not have a need for 10 families to provide for one.
所以呢，其实十一奉献在现今的这个意义呢，现今的教会里面，这个意义是不存在的。
This significance of tithing does not exist in the current church anymore.
我们可以想象，如果在古时候呢，这些其他的支派或者是以色列人，他们没有交这个十一奉献的时候呢，这些利未人他们就三餐不饱。
During those days, if we do not tithe, the Levites will end up starving.
所以这些利未人呢，为了要让自己能够继续的想办法来谋生呢，当然他们就要荒废这个敬拜还有圣殿的工作去谋生。
And in order for these Levites to feed themselves, this will compromise with their service to the church.
所以这里才会说，如果你不交这个十一奉献呢，你就是夺取这个神之物。
And that is why tithing, not tithing, is taking something away from God.
为什么呢？因为这些负责服侍神的这些仆人呢，他们被夺走了。
Because these people who have previously served are now taken away.
然而呢，现今呢，我们相信的这个意念却是不同的。
But however, our teaching now is different.
我们现今所相信的呢，就是人人皆祭师。
We now believe that everybody plays the role of a priest.
我们每个人呢，都要参与这个祭师的侍奉。
Everyone, each one of us, we need to serve the church in our own ways.
这样的理念呢，人人皆祭师呢，跟古时候的那个十一奉献的理念，这两个理念是完全不同的。
And this ideology is totally different from tithing.
我身为教牧呢，我是十分之十的奉献。
As a pastor of the church, I'm an offering to the church.
可是你们作为教会的一份子呢，这个你们也是尊贵的祭司，你们也是十分之十的奉献。
Each one of you, as a member of the church, you are also an offering to the church.
这绝对不是古时候你可以好以为你是其他十一个支派哦，我只要用我的十分之一的奉献来供养你这个十分之十的奉献，绝不是这样子的。
It's no longer the case where your offering goes only into providing for the families.
为什么呢？因为现在人人皆祭司。
That's because everybody plays the role of a priest right now.
现在教会里面的敬拜的侍奉啊，或者是各样的事工呢，并不单单是我的事情，也是你们的事情。
The activities in the church do not no longer just involve the pastor, involves everybody.
这是大家的事。
Involves everyone.
所以你在金钱上的这个奉献有没有十分之一呢？这个已经是变成很其次的事了。
Now, whether or not you tithe, this is now a secondary matter.
更重要的是，你要付出你的时间和你的精神来侍奉神。
And it's more important to give your time and energy into the church.
我是利未人。
I'm a Levite.
可是你也是利未人。
And so are you.
你并不是那个只是负责奉献那十分之一的另外十一个支派。
We're not just one of the 12, one of the 11 tribes responsible for providing for the Levites.
所以在现今来说呢，并绝对没有一个人可以控告你说，哦，你这个新约的基督徒，你在夺取神之物，没有人可以这样子的控告你。
No one can accuse Christians of this new covenant, of robbing God of his possessions.
为什么呢？很简单，因为你本身就是神之物。
It's because we ourselves we are part of his possessions.
所以我希望我这样子讲的话呢，大家很清楚的明白说为什么。没有少交这个十一奉献，并不是在夺取神之物。
That is why I have clarified now why not tithing is not robbing God at all.
因为这样子的一个论点呢，在对于现今的基督徒是不成立的。
This reasoning is totally not appropriate for Christians under the new covenant.
我们现在来看第二个论点。
Now let us look at the second point.
如果你不交十分之一的奉献，你就是会被咒诅的。
If we do not tithe, we'll end up being cursed by others.
Cursed by God.
God, yeah.
那一般上来说呢，咒诅他们这些教会，他们怎么了解这个咒诅呢？
How do people understand this?
他们说哦，你是不是生活不如意啦，或者是身体不健康之类的。
Is it because life is not going well for you, or whether you're having ill health at the moment?
我们要来看呢，这样的论点呢，同样也是不成立的。
We'll now have a look at as to why this reasoning does not stand.
首先，我们要明白呢，今天的这段经文其实虽然它是在讨论这个十一奉献，可是其实它的重点呢，并不是十一奉献。
We have to understand that even though this passage is talking about tithing, tithing is not the main point at all.
其实呢，先知的重点呢是要讲述以色列跟神之间的这个关系。
Now the main focus of this passage is to explain the relationship between Israelites and God.
我们怎么知道这个关系才是它的重点呢？其实在讨论这个十一奉献以前呢，在三章七节那里就说了，万军之耶和华说，从你列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。
Now before we continue further talking about tithing,Malachi chapter 3 verse 7 says, Even since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me and I'll return to you.
所以先知就继续说，现在你要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me. God wants us to return to, sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.Return to me, and I'll return to you.
所以我们看到，在讲述这个十分之一奉献以前呢，他其实是讲到这样的一个重点：神要他们转向他。
The main point of this is that God wanted them to return to Him.
而什么是他们背向神的方式呢？他们背向神的方式呢，主要就是谈到他们如何已经偏离了神的典章。
And this explains how they have left God when they deviate from the law.
所谓的神的典章呢，就是他的律法，所以他们就问这个先知说：“哎，那我们要怎么样才能转向神呢
？”And so they ask, how are we to return to God then?
讲到这个的时候呢，先知才提到这个十一奉献。
It's only then that the prophet raises up the point on tithing.
所以很显然的，这个十一奉献呢不是重点，因为这个十一奉献呢只是他们偏离神的整个律法、神的整个典章的项目之一而已。
Evidently, tithing was not the main point of it at all. It was mainly one of the reasons why they have turned away from God.
其实我们看整本这个马拉基书的时候，我们就已经知道了，在讨论这个十分之一奉献以前呢，先知已经责骂他们很多东西，责骂他们的献祭啦，责骂他们的家庭生活啦，责骂他们对神的态度，种种这些都有问题。
In actual fact, even before this, Prophet Malachi had already rebuked their lifestyles and attitudes and many other things towards God.
所以我们看到他们所触犯的其实 是整个律法都已经触犯了。
And these are problems as well.
所以为什么这个先知在这里，我们可能要问，为什么先知在这里要提到这个十一奉献呢？
Now why is this issue on tithing specially mentioned?
其实呢，在这里呢，先知是要选择一个他们人人都犯的一个律法。
That is because tithing is something that everybody is guilty of not obeying.
我们可以想象，当时候不是每一个人他们都有杀人放火。
Not everyone is guilty of arson or murder.
不是每个人都有献那个不好的祭物，毕竟 you know 每双眼睛都在看那些祭物。
Not everyone offers substandard sacrifices.
也不是每个人呢都有所谓的休妻。
Not everybody deserts or abuses their wife.
可是呢，先知当时候呢，先知很有理由相信，大多数的这些犹太人呢，他们都没有做到这个十一奉献。
However, the prophet is aware that most people do not tithe their full dues.
毕竟这个十一奉献呢，不是每个人都会去计算的，所以应该是一个每一个人呢都容易犯的一个罪。
This is a sin that encompasses everybody.
所以其实呢，先知为什么在这里要提到这个十一奉献呢？先知是要这个十一奉献来表明说，他们每一个人都偏离了神的律法。
So the prophet is illustrating this passage as to why everybody have deviated from the law.
所以如果他们每一个人现在呢，都能够注意到这个微小的这个律法的话呢，当然他们也就会注重神的完全的整个典章。
If everybody can obey one aspect of it, they would be capable of obeying the entire law.
所以呢，这个遵行这个律法呢，其实就是所谓的就是回转向神，而这才是先知真正的重点。
And observing this law would mean returning to God.
这就是先知所要带出来的这个关系的重点。
That is the real focus.
如果我们能够明白这点的话呢，我们就不难看出。这个第二个论点呢是不成立的。
Once we understand this, it will not be difficult at all to understand the error in the second point.
为什么呢？因为这个经文的重点是律法，而十分之一奉献呢，只是这个例子而已。
The passage emphasizes on the law, but tithing is only an aspect of it.
所以，如果我们要应用这段经文， 对于我们现今的基督徒的话，我们同样也要把重点放在律法，而不是放在十一奉献。
Hence, for us as modern-day Christians, we should place our focus on the law, not on tithing.
更何况呢，我们也明白说，这个十一奉献根本就不是我们基督徒的律法之一。
And tithing is not even inside the new covenant.
可是，如果我们把这个重点放在律法的话呢，我们就会发现说，哎，我们现今的基督徒对于这个律法的观念呢，我们跟旧约的子民是不同的。
And when we place an emphasis on the law and apply it on our Christian lives, we find that we have a totally different viewpoint of it.
罗马书保罗说，因为你们不在律法之下，乃是在恩典之下。
Romans 6:14 says, "For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law but under grace."
You are not under the law but under grace. 所以我们知道说，我们现今的这个基督徒呢，因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们是什么？我们是蒙福的，我们是在恩典之下。
And we are Christians today because we are recipients of God's blessings.
我在强调，我们不是在律法之下，我们是在恩典之下。
We're not under the law but under grace.
所以我们绝对不会像以色列子民这样，因为触犯律法而得到咒诅，我们不会。
And unlike the Israelites, we will not be cursed because of a failure to obey the law.
我们是蒙福的。
We are recipients of the blessings.
其实呢，我们也明白说，哎，先知在这里呢，他引用这个十一奉献，为什么他要引用这个十一奉献呢？他的重点就是要强调说，以色列子民他们是整体性的触犯律法。
Malachi raised that issue on tithing in order to address the entire group of Israelites away from who have been turning away from God, not just on one individual.
所以呢，这个咒诅呢，同样也是整体性的咒诅。
And this curse was targeted towards the masses.
所以在马拉基的时代呢，这所指的呢，就是可能就是他们所有人，他们在农作物上呢，受到这个蝗虫还有干旱的这个侵袭。
During that time, this refers to crops suffering from drought or attacks from locusts.
所以如果我们同样的今天，如果我们要引用这段经文来解释说，哦，某某人因为你没有交这个十一奉献，你就受到神的咒诅呢，这样是不成立也不合理的。
It will be inappropriate to target one single individual for failure to tithe.
为什么呢？因为这样子的一个论点呢，它缺乏了先知这里所有的这个整体性。
That's because this teaching lacks the inclusion of the larger masses.
我们要如果我们要应用的话呢，同样的，我们也要整体性的来了解神是怎么对待我们整个群体。
Like the prophet, we should be looking at our relationship with God as a whole community.
我们要整体性的来看神是怎么恩待我们、祝福我们。我们也要整体性的来看，如果神有审判我们，是怎么样的审判？
We should also look at God's blessings and punishment as a whole community as well.
所以如果我们有这个整体性的观念呢，我们会看到说，哎，其实第三个论点呢，也是同样不成立的。
Once we see things in the bigger picture, we can now see why the third argument is weak in itself.
因为有些人可能会告诉你，这样子的话。
Some people might tell you that.
哦，你看到这里吗？这里就是一个神的应许。
They would say that this passage is an illustration of God's will.
哦，如果你愿意交十一奉献的话呢，哇，那神就会给你大大的祝福。
If you tithe, God will bless you richly.
哈，经文还这里说，哦，你要以此来试我。
The Bible even says, "Test me in this."
这里好像神就是在跟我们每一个人啊讲说，哦，我要跟你做一个个人的交易，或者是一个个人的赌注。
It's like God is challenging us to a bet with a stake on hand.
讲说，哦，如果你交十一奉献，我就大大的祝福你，你来试试看。
If you give more, I'll give you even more.
可是呢，不管是我们如果有这个整体性的了解，我们就会发现说，哎，不管是在现在还是古时候呢，这样子的来了解都是错误的。
However, whether it is now or then, this opinion is a flawed one.
因为正如先知这里所说的，这个咒诅呢是整体性的，同样这个祝福呢也是整体性的。
Just like how curses and insults are targeted at the whole community, so should the blessings as well.
所以在马拉基的时代，这个整体性的祝福是什么呢？指的就是天降甘霖，下雨。
During that time, what it mean by blessings? It would mean timely rainfall.
So, 因为这个下雨的关系呢，所有的这个农作物呢，他们就能够免受这个干旱 还有这个蝗虫的侵袭。
Because this rain would prevent crops from suffering from drought or locust attacks.
所以呢，这个神说，为了为你，我要敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你，甚至无处可容。这里所指的是什么呢？指的就是下雨。
When God promised to open the floodgates of heaven and throw out much blessing, He was referring to rain.
所以呢，在当时候的这个农业社会呢，这个雨是什么？这个雨呢，就是美好收成的一种保证。
For farmers during that time, having rain was a guarantee of a fruitful harvest.
这就是神和当时候的以色列子民的一个承诺，一个应许。
That was what God had promised the Israelites.
这对我们现今来说呢，是不成立的。
This does not apply to us.
因为它绝对不是一个个人交易，也不是一个个人可以跟神的一个打赌，不是。
It's not exchange, nor is it a gamble with God.
如果我们要用说哦，我们现在是不是我？如果我们每一个人都十一奉献，神就会下大雨。
It's not as if rain will come when we get more.
Tithe. 可能啊，所以 Ocheroe 就淹水了。所以呢，现今如果我们要明白一个道理是什么呢？神当然是他会祝福他所爱的人。
We have to understand that God will definitely bless those that He loves.
可是对于我们今天的基督徒，我们要明白，神当神赐下他的爱子耶稣基督的时候，这已经是我们最大的福气了。
Yet we also have to understand that God, for God to send down Jesus Christ to die for our sins, this is already the greatest blessing that we can receive.
而神先拆下他的爱子，这跟十一奉献这个最大的祝福是完全没有关系的。
Having sending Jesus down, this has nothing got to do with tithing.
所以我相信我今天是刻意的来这样子的来了解这段经文，这样子的来讲解，因为我要清楚的让大家知道为什么这些教会这样子的来教导是错误的。
My point today is to show you why these teachings that the church have towards this passage is an incorrect one.
所以其实我们也看到这个重点真的不是在这个十一奉献上面。
And the main point is not even on tithing.
可是大家可能听了这段这样子的来讲解过后呢，你们可能会有一些问题说，哦，这样我们还需要奉献吗？
Perhaps you might be asking, are tithing still necessary?
这个其实是当然的。
Definitely so.
可是我们要明白，今天明白就是说，我们奉献并不是因为律法。
We do not give our offerings because of the law.
我们奉献呢，当然也不是因为害怕神的咒诅。
We do not give offerings because we are afraid of God's curses towards us.
我们奉献呢，也更不是因为要得到神那更多的祝福。
And we do not have offerings to receive the endless blessings.
我们奉献呢，是因为群体的需要。
We give our offerings for the sake of everybody's needs.
这个需要当然也包括了我们各个事工的开销，也包括了负责帮助我们这些全时间的同工呢，能够来养家。
And this includes the general expenses of various ministries, and also for the expenses for church staff to provide for their families.
我们也当然教会呢也很看重这个慈善，还有这个宣教的奉献。
And our church places a lot of importance on charity and mission work donations.
慈善呢，就是负责帮助我们群体里面有需要的人。
Charity is for the needs of people within the church community.
而宣教呢，就是看顾那些对外工作的全世界的人。
And mission work is for the needs of people outside of the church.
当然呢，我们也有一个很重要的理念，就是我们现今的教会呢，并不像古时候的这个圣殿。
Of course, the present day situation is that the church is no longer like before.
以前的圣殿呢，圣殿是国家的地，国家的建筑物。
The church now belongs to the country. The building belongs to the country.
No, the temple.
The temple belongs to the country.
The temple is the country's land, the country's construction. 可是我们现今呢，教会不是，我们也当然有义务要维持这个教会的场所。的经费上的需要。
However, we have a need there's considerable expenses for maintaining the church, hence the need for offering.
所以呢，我们可以看到呢，我们现今当然还是需要奉献，因为这个是我们群体的需要。
That is why we need offerings, because this is for the needs of everybody.
可是有些人就会问说，好了，我同意，当然我们需要奉献。可是如果我们遵守的不是这个十一奉献，这个不是我们的律法，那我们应该奉献多少呢？
So maybe you might be asking right now, if tithing is not within our law, then how much should we give?
我们虽然没有这个律法上的规定，可是呢，我们在新约里面，我们有这个教导的指导的原则。
However, even though we're not governed by any laws, there are still principles that guide us.
在哥林多后书这里说，少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
In 2 Corinthians it says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously.
个人要随本心的所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的是神所喜爱的。
And each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
这里说了一个很重要的一个原则，不要作难，不要勉强。
Shows that we should not be giving reluctantly.
所以呢，我们这个原则是告诉我们呢，我们其实教会呢就是一个大家庭。
We are a big family inside this community.
而个人呢，就按自己所能够付出的供应就可以了。
And it is sufficient to give within our means.
如果你在这个钱财的管理上，你有知识，你有认识。
If you are familiar with accounting and auditing,
你可以呢，就看我们每年的这个财政报告，按着教会的需要来供应就行了。
You might want to take a look at our church annual budget figures and help in any way you could.
可是如果你不大熟悉的话，你讲说，随便给我一个概况就好了。我相信十一奉献也是合理的。
However, if you're unfamiliar with auditing, then you may also choose to tithe.
如果你有的多呢，你当然也可以给的更多。
If you have more, you might want to give more.
可是如果你觉得说，十一奉献对我的家庭负担是很重的，我给不出呢，给少也是没有关系的。
But if It is, if you have financial burden, it is perfectly fine to be giving lesser as well.
教会如果有特别需要的时候呢，我们也会通知大家，让大家知道。
The church will inform the community when it has any special needs.
如果教会有盈余的时候呢，当然我们也就是理念说，我们要把这些呢奉献给其他更有需要的人。
If the church has any excess, it will be given to others that are in further need.
所以希望今天的教导呢，能够对大家对奉献有更深的一层的认识。
I hope that this passage gives you further insight into offering.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，为着你所供应给我们的丰丰富富，我们献上感恩。求主你继续的带领我们往后的日子，更看重我们群体里面的需要。甘心乐意的奉献，帮助这个群体的需要，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。